Good morning. At City Hall this week, support for New York City Councilmember Jumaane Williams and his right to stay seated during the Pledge of Allegiance at City Council stated meetings. For this action, the Brooklyn Councilmember has been receiving hate mail, emails, and racist tweets.
One, I received overwhelmingly positive support on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on emails, also from my colleagues. Of course, the human mind forgets about those and sometimes focuses on the negativity. So I did receive a lot of negative emails, a lot of tweets. The worst one was probably said that I was a waste of life. They were all kind of like that. That you kind of get used to. The mail was kind of jarring. I received mail in the past, nothing to this effect. The Daily News did do a story. One of them was pretty explicit. One of them had me circle, said, "Drop dead UF," talked about plantation monkeys. It was about three or four. I think one of them said that the plantation owner should have aborted my great-great-grandmother. It was pretty creative, actually. But I don't think they even understood the irony of what they were doing in response to what I was doing. So I am just sorry that they're carrying so much hate in their heart. And my hope is that they can begin to see just in fact what they're doing and how they're proving my point.
Williams says police and gun violence have been ignored for far too long.
My issue was to highlight what I think of as violence as social justice issues. Whether it is police violence and killing of unarmed people or the gun violence that are in these communities that we are not addressing appropriately, that I believe is spurred on by the lack of resources that are related to race and class in the same ways. And so those are the two issues that I wanted to make plain.
Williams says he is going to remain seated during the Pledge of Allegiance at City Council meetings until a task force dealing with jobs for youth comes out with a report, and that Mayor de Blasio, who has agreed to fund whatever is in the report, puts it in the budget. And Jumaane Williams is pushing back on the notion that sitting during the pledge is anti-American.
There is nothing anti-American about trying to force America to stand up to its own ideals. In addition, many people fought for my right to do this type of protest. One of the reasons I love the land of my birth is because I am fully aware that there are many countries where I would not have that right to do it, and where it would be so swift action if I was to do it. So we should applaud that and praise that in this country that type of protest can occur.
I want you to understand why we can assemble here today is because of my action.
Vietnam vet Herbert Sweat served in Vietnam from 1966 through 1970. At City Hall, he says he was given the right to fight overseas, but it seems he doesn't have the right to fight at home.
And that right to fight at home is to speech, to have a freedom of speech, to have a freedom of assembly, to have the freedom to do as one pursue to do for their harmony and happiness here in America. Now, I didn't go to Vietnam to play a game. I went there because you sent me there. And now I'm home, and I've been home since 1967, trying to fight for social rights of my people and all people. It's very important that when I came home in the 60s, we had a serious problem. Let us not forget, it was rights to vote, rights to speak, rights to integrate into schools, into everywhere we were. I'm a soldier, I have the right to do it all. But you stopped me. Who stops me? The people that sent me.
Errol Van Newton is another Vietnam vet. He speaks out for the right to protest. He received the Purple Heart.
In my services to the United States, I fought for the rights to do what you choose to do as long as it is legal. And each time I hear someone criticizing the other person for expressing their right or dissension about some governmental act or some act that they consider to be unconstitutional or unfair, I look at the bullet wound that I have on my left thigh. Mm. And this reminds me that I paid a price for this, and I will never, ever let anyone take away that right from anyone.
All right,
I'm here.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is a former New York State Senator and former member of the NYPD. He says he will always stand for the American flag.
I will always salute the flag. I will always put my hand across my heart in support of the American flag. I, like Jemani, love this country. And when you love something as dear as we do, we want it to be the best. And being the best means understanding and respecting when someone takes a knee or someone sits down or someone decides not to say the pledge. The methods that we use is solely up to the individual to express that. When I was in the police department and criticized the manner in which we policed in this city, people told me I was anti-law enforcement. I used my methods that I thought was right, and I earned the right when I put on that bulletproof vest and protected the children and families of this city to protest the right. That's what Jemani has done. That's what football players are doing. That's what basketball players are doing. We're saying we want America to live up to what its state it is, and by doing so, it's given the right to protest in a manner that they see fit.
And Adams makes the difference clear between the protest of a Brooklyn council member and acts of violence throughout the nation.
Jemani did not stand on the rooftop in Dallas, Texas and shoot innocent people. Jemani did not plant a bomb in Chelsea and blow up innocent people. Jemani did not walk into a black church and shoot innocent people. Jemani did not drive planes into the trade center and shoot innocent people. Jemani protested in the manner that's outlined in our Constitution that the vets fought for, that police protect for, and that legislators make laws for. Jemani did it the right way. He did it that all of our children can look and say, even when you move up to the highest level of government, you still can maintain your desire to make the country what it ought to maintain. I walked on the Senate floor as a state senate when Trayvon Martin was killed, and I put a hoodie on to make a statement that young men of color, no matter where they are, if in the senatorial chamber, if walking in the chamber of their buildings, should not be the victims of violence. And so, when you have those who will salute the flag, stand next to those who would take a knee with the flag, is sending the right message. It's not about desecrating the flag. It's about stopping the violence that America has ignored for far too long. And so I say hooray to Jemani and hooray to all those who would join him to continue to make this a powerful and profound message. No symbol is greater than Jemani and I standing in the same room saying the same thing, one with our heart on the flag and the other taking the knee. It is saying we're pursuing the same thing.
Clip 10. Antonio Reynoso, Brooklyn council member, says the conversation isn't about whether we should stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, but whether we are doing enough to protect our black and brown people in our communities. New York State Assembly member Diana Richardson agrees. She says the protest is about the deeper problem of what's going on in America.
We stand here today to say you can write whatever you want, but we will not stop talking up until these issues are addressed. We will not. We are not afraid. As you are behind your computer hiding with your words, we are standing here front and center to say that we are looking for justice. We are looking for equity. We are looking for it not just for some, but for all. So if you find that us taking this stance is unpatriotic, you really need to look in the mirror and ask yourself, where is your patriotism, where you could watch that so many people are being murdered across the United States of America, yet you do nothing but text and send mail.
Assemblymember Richardson says to Williams, we've got your back and support everything you do. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.